continue to clap your hands into the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. If you're thankful to be in 2021, come on, after everything that you've gone through in 2020, and you're still here. Come on, I want to kiss somebody, lift up your voice and give God the praise that he's worthy of. The first service of 2021. Hallelujah, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Jesus. Blessed be the name that's above every name. I believe that a breakthrough is coming. Does anybody believe that a breakthrough is coming? Has God made a promise to anybody in this place? And you believe that he's going to do it in 2021? Can you shout hallelujah? Praise God. It feels good in the house of the Lord here tonight. I know that the weather outside is frightful, but in the house of the Lord, it is delightful. It is truly a privilege and an honor to be with you here tonight. Harvest Ministries here in Springfield. If I'm not mistaken, this is still Cardinal Country. Am I correct about that, or is this royal territory? It's Cardinal Country. Thank you, Jesus. I know Pastor McCoy said I'm from Memphis originally, but I married a St. Louis girl, and she'll be with me tomorrow with her kids. But got that Missouri connection, and so I'm a Cardinals fan. But for the last 8 years, and continuing my ministry, the pastor is Kansas City. And so I know there are some Royals fans on this part of Missouri. But it doesn't matter what team you're on, we're all on the Lord's side. I say, is anybody on the Lord's side here tonight? Praise God. So it's so good to be here, Harvest Ministries. I want to say thank you to your pastor and his wife. Pastor Jason Huckabee introduced us, if I'm not mistaken, and I had already heard the rapport of your pastor from his time in Texas. I'm from Tennessee originally. I got a little Texas connection. That's where I got the Holy Ghost. That's where I was baptized in the Hill Country in San Antonio. And so, but I had heard so many wonderful things about your pastor and his wife, their time in Texas, and then brought them here to Missouri. So when I met them, I was pleased to meet them. And then later on that year, at General Conference, I believe it was, I was in the altar, Sister McCoy, asking the Lord, I said, Lord, I really want to give in this service. It was a mission service. And I said, Lord, if I have the money. Now be careful when you pray that kind of prayer, because the Lord, he can get you the money. But the question is, are you going to keep it for yourself, or are you truly going to give it? So I prayed that prayer, and I turned around from that altar. Your pastor was standing there, and he said, Brother Hagin, the Lord spoke to me to give to you. And I thought, wow, Lord, that was quick. I need to pray like this more often. But your pastor was so sensitive to the Lord, and of course I asked him to give that straight to that mission service. But I appreciate the sensitivity of your pastor. That speaks a lot if he can be sensitive to the Lord. Amen. I know that he can follow after God. And so I give your pastor and his family honor. Can you clap your hands and thank the Lord for the McCoys? Praise God. And thank you for being in the house of the Lord here tonight. I know that we've just come through the holidays. You probably had fruitcake that you threw away, eggnog that you just drunk until you were silly. God, you didn't get drunk. Came through New Year's Eve. The hotel we were staying at in St. Louis. All of a sudden, nobody had to tell me it was midnight, because everybody started shouting. There was a roar. I mean, it went on for 30 minutes. I thought, everybody's ready to get out of 2020. Ain't that much going to change in 2021. We're still in the pandemic, but I thought, you know what, if they could shout like that, I can give God praise. So I took a little lap around the hotel. I began to glorify God. thank you for being in the house of the Lord here tonight. Those that are watching online, we totally understand. We know that there are a lot of issues and a lot of things that come up. But that's just how it is when you're getting ready to have revival. But something tells me this church has already been in revival. Amen. I feel I'm in a revival church. For you to come on a wintry night right after the holidays, here you are in the house of God. That lets me know that this church believes in revival. Oh, if you believe that God's going to continue to do great things, can you clap your hands once again and can somebody shout hallelujah? I direct your attention to the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. I cannot say how thrilled I am to be here. 20 years ago, my wife and I started on the evangelistic field. I was still in Bible school there in St. Louis and started off trusting God. And then when I graduated that year in May, we went full time. So the Lord brought me back to where it all started for me. And I just am so grateful to be here tonight. I don't want to take too much time. I know that we have services tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. And we're believing God for great things in each of these services. Can somebody say amen? Praise God. So I want to hop right into the word of the Lord. Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. If you have it, can you shout amen? If you can see it on the screen, can you shout, I can see? Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Pass through the host, command the people to prepare, for within 3 days you're going to pass over this Jordan. I'm believing that before these three special services of revival are over, something significant is going to happen at Harvest Ministries. Something significant is going to happen in our lives. I believe that we're about to go to another level. Does anybody believe that? Can you shout hallelujah? It said, within 3 days, you're going to pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess it. Just for a few moments here tonight, I want to speak to you on this subject, the fight to possess your promise. Can somebody shout the fight? Can somebody shout possess? The fight to possess your promise. Why don't you look at somebody and point at them and say, your promise. If you have a promise from God, you've got to fight for it. But I believe that Harvest Ministries has a fight in their spirit. Amen. Is anybody going to fight for what God has promised you? Why don't you place your Bibles, your smartphones, your tablets down? And can you put your hands together once again? And can you lift up your voice and give God praise? Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. If you will just indulge me for a few more moments. I know that we are in the midst of a pandemic, and I told the Lord that I would do this in every in-person service when churches open back up. But last year, I lost somebody special to me. You know, if athletes can wear a patch on their jersey or write a name on their shoe of somebody that they lost and give honor to, I believe I can do it as well. But my dear and precious evangelist mentor, Brother Eli Hernandez, who was a prophet of God, fought the coronavirus for 45 days in a Vegas hospital. But the Lord saw fit to take him. And so I want to give him honor here tonight. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're giving the Lord the first of the first fruits. The Bible talks about giving the Lord the first fruits. But the scriptures also talk about giving the Lord the first of the first fruits. This is not just the first month of 2021, the first fruits, but this is the first service of the first of the year. And so what we are doing here tonight is giving God the first of the first fruits that I believe will set the tone for the remainder of this church this year. Can somebody say amen? I'm not some eloquent preacher, and I'm not preaching to you some message that I've preached 20 times already. I've sought the Lord for this revival, and I believe that the Lord has simply given me a word for you tonight. I just come with a simple declaration that what God has promised you, He is going to do it. I come to tell somebody in this house here tonight, somebody who is watching online, that what God has promised you, He is going to do it. Oh, does anybody believe that? Can you clap your hands and can somebody give God praise? Hallelujah. The reason why God is going to fulfill His promise in your life is because He is a God who cannot lie. And He is a God who is faithful. The Bible says, faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. He is faithful that promised. I just come to tell somebody here tonight, you just need to trust and believe that what He has promised you, He is also able to perform. I come to ask here tonight on this first night of 2021 revival, does anybody believe? Are there any believers in the house of the Lord here tonight? If you are a believer, can you shout hallelujah? If you believe that He is able, if you are convinced that God has the ability to perform what He has promised you, then somewhere down the line it is going to happen for you. Because our God cannot lie, and our God is faithful that has promised. Another reason why the Lord is going to keep His promise in your life is because He is a promise keeper. And His promises are sure. Somebody said, boy, preacher, I've heard this before. I've been around. But there's somebody who has been around. There's somebody who's just come to the Lord in 2020. And here you are in 2021. And you need to know that God is a promise keeper. He's not like that individual that told you something and then they reneged on what they promised. He's not like somebody, amen, who comes around sweet talking you and then lies in your face and never, amen, brings about what they said they were going to do. Our God is a promise keeper and His promises are sure. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, amen, that all the promises of God in Jesus Christ are yea and in Him, amen. Can somebody shout yes? Can somebody shout amen? In other words, whenever the Lord makes you a promise because of who He is, the promise is automatic. You can rest assured that He is going to do it. No matter how long it takes, it's going to come to pass. Turn somebody and tell them it's going to come to pass. You can rest assured that when you come to God in prayer about whatever it is that He has promised you, you already have a built-in guarantee. The answer to whether or not God is going to fulfill His promise in your life, the answer to whether or not God is going to keep His promise in your life is a yes and a amen. So be it. It's going to be done. It's already been declared. He's already purposed it in His mind. God is going to fulfill His will. Ladies and gentlemen, if the promise that was made to you is in Christ, it's already guaranteed to happen. So I come to tell somebody to stop worrying. I come to tell somebody to go ahead and give God praise because you already got a yes in your spirit. You already got a so be it from God. So you might as well go ahead and glorify Him like He's already done it. You might as well already give God praise like it's going to happen. Does anybody believe in this house that you got a promise that is a yes and that is an amen? I want to, can somebody lift up your voice and can you shout amen to the top of your amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify You, Lord. We praise You, Jesus.
Somebody said, well, preacher, you don't understand what happened in 2020. God gave me some promises, and then, amen, the pandemic happened. But I come to remind somebody, the pandemic didn't catch God by surprise. Amen. The coronavirus that came out of China did not catch God by surprise. Hallelujah. Now, I don't believe that God created the virus. I don't believe that he sent the virus. Amen. I believe that the virus is a result of sin that's in the world. Because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, because Eve was deceived and Adam disobeyed, we have sickness and we have disease, and as a result, death. God is too kind to be cruel. He's too wise to make a mistake. And ladies and gentlemen, amen, there are some people that give the devil more credit than what he deserves. But God has a purpose. God has a plan. If anything, amen, this pandemic is helping us to understand that we are in the last days. That we are getting closer to the coming of the Lord. Amen. There are some who think, well, America is going to be spared, but Jesus said it's going to touch the whole entire earth in just a few moments of time. It went from China and it spread all the way here to America to let us know that even in this great country, amen, I believe the greatest country on the face of the earth, that yet we still can become vulnerable to a little virus. What God is trying to do, he's trying to get us on our knees. He's trying to get us back to a place where we recommit to him. Where we understand that we are to do more than just live for this life, but we are, we are to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Jesus is soon to return. This world is not our home. Can somebody shout hallelujah? There, somebody said, well, Brother Hagin, amen, God said he's going to do this and he's going to do that, and it didn't happen in 2020 because of the pandemic. No, amen, you are operating on your time. Hallelujah. But God's ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. If we can just wait on the Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. If we can just wait on the Lord and be of good courage, amen, he's going to bring to pass what he said he is going to do. Amen. The pandemic did not mess up God's plan. The pandemic did not mess up God's timing. The pandemic just gave you a divine delay so that you could get in position. So that you can get in place, so that you can get prepared to receive what God, amen. There are some people in this house that God says he's going to bless you, amen, exceedingly abundantly. He said he's going to bless you, amen, to where you won't have room enough to receive. So God is just getting you into a bigger room. God's just getting you into a bigger place so that he can bless you. I don't know about somebody in this place, but if God wants to do it in 2021, I say go ahead and do it, God. It might not have happened in 2020, but 2021 is the best time. 2021 is a great time for God to fulfill his promise. Can somebody clap your hands and can somebody shout amen? Let me just say it again. No matter what the promise is in your life that hasn't come to pass yet, God is going to bring it to pass. No matter what has not happened yet, God is going to bring it to pass. If he made that promise to you from himself, if it is a promise in Christ, then it's going to come to pass. Now, there are times we think that God is promising us something that's just our flesh. We desire something. We want something so bad, and we think, oh, I heard from God. You didn't hear from God. You heard from your flesh. But if the promise is in Christ, if the promise, amen, comes from his spirit, if it's from the word of God, then you can trust that it is going to happen. Here in the verses of scripture that we read, Joshua instructs the leaders of the various tribes of Israel to go among the people and prepare them to cross over into the promised land. The children of Israel had wandered in the wilderness long enough for 40 years. Moses, who had led them out of Egyptian bondage, had led them as far as he could take them. Now Joshua was their leader. He had been entrusted with the task to take Israel over into their promised land, a land that had been promised to them and their forefathers for generations. When the time came for Israel to cross over, the Lord spoke to Joshua, who in turn communicated what the Lord instructed him to do with his leadership team. It was now time to possess the promise that God had given them. This was it. It wasn't going to take another 40 years. The time was now. The moment had arrived. Within 3 days, they were going to go from wilderness into their promise. So they had to get ready. They had to prepare. I asked somebody here tonight, are you ready to receive what God has promised you? I asked somebody watching online, are you prepared to receive what God has promised you? In order to receive what God has promised you, you have to have faith. Can somebody shout faith? You have to have faith and believe that you are going to receive the promise. It's not just faith when you first receive the promise, but it's faith while you are waiting. When it hasn't happened yet, do you still have faith when God says, okay, the time is now? Not only must you have faith, but you must also obey what the Lord instructs you to do, because obedience is a part of faith. It's more than just mental assent. It's more than just agreeing to some things that God said. You have to be willing to obey what he tells you to do. Turn to somebody and tell them, obey the Lord. Turn to somebody else and tell them, obey the Lord. Amen. You're not going to receive if you don't believe, and you're not going to receive if you don't obey. But if you believe, and if you are willing to obey, I come with some good news here tonight. You are going to receive what God has promised you, no matter who you are. I said, if you believe, and if you believe and obey, then you are going to receive what God has promised you, no matter who you are. Somebody said, well, preacher, amen, I've been living for God for 20 years. It doesn't matter, amen, who you are. Somebody said, if I've only been living for God for 20 days, I've only been living for God since the end of 2020. I come to tell somebody, no matter who you are, if it's just your first time here, if you're just tuning in online for the first time, it doesn't matter who you are. If you believe and obey, you can receive what God has for you. Okay, does anybody believe that? Can you clap your hands and catch somebody shout hallelujah? Amen. I don't have the time to get into it tonight, but if you were to read, amen, the book of Joshua, just a few, amen, chapters later, you will find out, amen, or actually in this particular chapter, but you will find out that there was a lady who did not have the best of reputations. Her name was Rahab, and I don't have the time to talk in depth about Rahab, but Rahab is a prime example of someone who received a promise of salvation and deliverance for her and her family because she was willing to believe and obey. She wasn't perfect. She didn't have it all together. She was running a brothel. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the kind of clientele that you think that God would give a promise to. But she was, amen, someone that God desired to do something in her life. And because she believed, we're here. Because she's in the genealogy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even though she wasn't perfect, even though she didn't have it all together, she came to a point of surrender and belief. And the Bible says, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. So I say it again, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter how long you've been living for God or how long you haven't been living for God, if you believe and if you obey, you can receive a promise from God. Not only must you believe and not only must you obey, but you must sanctify or consecrate yourself. Can somebody say, sanctify yourself? You must separate yourself from whatever would keep you from receiving your promise. And cleanse your heart before God so that you can receive what he has promised you. In Joshua chapter 3 and verse number 5, Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Now, I believe that God can do some wonders here tonight. But there is no telling what's going to happen in these next three services if somebody would just set themselves apart, if somebody would just sanctify themselves, if somebody would just cleanse their hearts. Amen. Whatever God has in store for you is going to require that you sanctify yourself in order to receive it. I know that's not a popular message to preach in the day and age that we are living in, but can I remind somebody that we still believe in holiness before the Lord? There are just some things that God is not going to do for you until you say, okay, God, I'm not going to put anything before you. You're number one in my life. I'm going to remove everything else that would keep you from being number one. I'm going to sanctify myself. I'm going to set myself apart so that you can do a work in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how you prepare. Can somebody say prepare? That's how you prepare, by faith and obedience and sanctifying yourself. But I come to tell somebody that you've got to eventually go beyond preparing to receiving the promise, amen, that God has given you. You've got to eventually get to a place where you are going to possess your promise. And the only way you can do that is to go after it. I said the only way you can possess your promise is after you have prepared, is after you have the faith and you believe and you are obedient, amen, after you have sanctified and cleansed your heart before God and try to get right with God, then you just got to go after it. No matter who's in your way, no matter who's trying to stop you, no matter how many devils, no matter how many obstacles, somebody has got to go after what God has promised you. Amen. After Joshua instructed the leaders to instruct the people to sanctify themselves, eventually it came time for them to cross over. And the Bible says, amen, that the leadership of Israel told the people that when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. You've got to go after what God has promised you. Once you see, amen, the very thing that symbolizes the very principles and power, amen, and provisions of God, once you see the ark moving, once God begins to move, amen, you've got to move. You've got to remove from where you are, get out of your comfort zone, and you have to go after the promise that God has given you. Can I say to Harvest Ministries that when the Spirit of God gets to moving, amen, when the Spirit breaks out, amen, that's the time to go after what God has promised you. That's the time to step out by faith and claim your promise. I come to tell somebody, amen, you don't have to wait till the end of 2021. You don't have to wait till the moment is right. If the Spirit of God is moving, if God has given you a promise and you believe it can happen, you can step out by faith and God will give you a miracle. Somebody watching, amen, you can stand up off for that couch. You can get up out of that bed if you got the strength, or if you don't have the strength, you can raise a finger. But if God has given you a promise and the Holy Ghost is moving, you gotta go after it. Come on, mom and dad can't do it for you. Amen. Brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so can't do it for you. Pastor McCoy can't do it for you. The evangelist can't do it for you. But you, amen, responding by faith to the moving of the Spirit, Cameron, if you go after it here tonight, if somebody on a Saturday night would go after what God has promised you, there is no telling what's going to happen. Can somebody lift up your voice? Can somebody lift up your hands? Can somebody put your hands together? Somebody go after it right now. Somebody go after what God has promised you. Oh, be seated just for a few more moments. Hey, man, you got to go after it. When God is moving, he's going to speak to leadership in your life. So I can tell, amen, Harvest Ministries, follow your leadership. If they are following the leading of the Spirit and the instructions received from God's word, then follow them. But it's not enough for the people to step out by faith. Can I remind those of us who are in the ministry, vocational ministry, that we must be willing to step into the water and believe God for what he's promised. Amen. The Lord said, Joshua, you got to tell the priest that they have to step into the Jordan. It's dirty. It's muddy. If it's anything like the muddy Mississippi where I come from, that's not where you want to get into. But, amen, the Lord said, you got to get into the Jordan. But if you get in, God is going to do a miracle. And the Bible says that as soon as they that bear the ark were come into Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water. For Jordan overfloweth its banks all the time of harvest, that the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Once the priests stepped in, amen, the people said, it's okay. Amen, I'm following my leadership because they've heard from God. And when the priest stepped in, hallelujah, God did a miracle. The Bible says that Jordan was overflowing its banks in the time of harvest. Can I say to Harvest Ministries, praise God, that when God begins to move and the leadership hears from God, that's the time to step in. Somebody might say, well, amen, it's just January. It's cold outside. God can't give us revival because it's too cold outside. God can't give us revival because it's not the right time. But Jesus said, you say 4 months till harvest. But I say, lift up your eyes and look. Amen. For the harvest is already here. The harvest is now. Amen. There's no telling who's going to get the Holy Ghost in this place. There's no telling who can get the Holy Ghost watching online. I come to tell you that God can move, amen, in the sanctuary, and God can move in the sanctuary, somebody's home. There's no telling what kind of revival is going to happen in the month of January here at Harvest Ministries. Oh, does anybody believe that? Can somebody clap your hands? Can somebody shout praises unto God? Can I say it once again? If the people are going to possess their promise, remain standing with me all over this house. If the people are going to possess their promise, the priests have got to be willing to step into the water. But when you do step out by faith, a miracle will happen because the miracle is in the water. Can I tell somebody that the miracle is still in the water? Amen. Can I tell somebody here tonight, if you want to be saved, you still got to go through the waterway. Amen. Being baptized in Jesus' name is still, amen, a part of the plan of salvation. Hallelujah. No, it's not the water that saves you, but when the name of Jesus Christ is called over your life, a miracle will happen. Your sins will be completely washed away. Has anybody been baptized in Jesus' name? Has anybody spoken tongues when the Holy Ghost came? Can you clap your hands? And can somebody give God praise right now? When God works a miracle for you, it becomes a landmark moment to remember. I believe that the Lord wants this first of the first fruits of 2021 to be a landmark to remember. Now, I wish I could tell you that that's all you have to do to possess your promise. That's all you have to do to possess what God has promised you. But can I tell you that it's more than just saying I believe. It's more than just even obeying and stepping out by faith. That's not all there is to it. If you are going to receive, praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost just stopped me right there. Oh, glory. One thing I don't like about this pandemic is that it seems like it handcuffs some evangelists. Now, some evangelists got more faith than I do. They're a whole lot bolder than I am. And, you know, they got all that protection. And I'm one of those guys that you never know. I'm looking for the shoe to drop. But one of the things I don't like about this pandemic is that, number one, it doesn't allow us to connect. This is our first revival in the pandemic. I preached here, I preached there. The Lord's kept us busy every Sunday. The pandemic, even went out to New York, and it was just so grateful. But as far as series of services, this is the first since the pandemic hit. And one of the things is that I regret is that I'm not a preacher in the sense of some well-known preacher, but praying for people in the altar. All I have is the ministry of encouragement. Praise God. And that's all I have. And so I've been taught to do it discreetly, not over the microphone. So this pandemic has changed some things for me. And but I'm not going to call anybody out. Don't worry. Praise God. One time I was preaching, and I said to somebody, I was walking down the aisle, and I said, you know, you got an ingrown toenail and a big right toe. And after I left the service, went back to the pastor's office. Some of the young men that I had walked by, they came back and said, Brother Hagin, don't realize I got a ingrown toenail in my big right toe.
Praise God. Amen. I was preaching last year up in Michigan. That's where we were for the most part of this pandemic. We spent hardly any time in Memphis or here in Missouri. We were mainly in Michigan. The Lord spoke to me about a gentleman and didn't know him. It was a good-sized congregation. And so the Lord spoke to me about him. He says, "Sir, I know who you are." And the Lord gave me some specific things that could not be spoken over the mic. And I knew I was going to be able to pray for him in the altar. I allow those who are connected with each other. I mean, people get afraid when evangelists come in because they don't know what they got. But it's good to know that two-thirds of the congregation already had it. They must be the ones that are at home. And so I saw that gentleman. I said, "Sir," and I just began to share what I could share over the microphone. After the service, the Holy Ghost came. "Dear precious young lady, receive the Holy Ghost, was baptized in Jesus' name." God began to heal in that service. I went back into Bishop Henson's office, and his son-in-law, Pastor McGee, came to me and said, "Brother Hagin, I just want to tell you what the Lord did." He said, "This is encouraging to me," but he said, "That gentleman came up to me." That was the first one on the altar. He said, "He came up to me and said, Brother Hagin says some things that I had prayed specifically just this very week. Just this very week, I was asking God." And those words were the exact words ever spoken. Praise God. Amen. So I'm not going to call anybody out here tonight, but I'm telling you, I'm not just preaching another sermonette for Christianettes. I'm here to tell somebody that God has promised some things from years ago. There are some things, amen, that go way back that you have not seen yet. But the Lord said, 2021, it's your time. Oh, can somebody lift up your hands all over this house? Can somebody lift up your voice right now? Can I tell somebody here tonight that if you are going to receive and possess and maintain what God has promised you, you're going to have to fight for it. Possessing and maintaining what God has promised you doesn't come without a fight. It doesn't come without some opposition and resistance from the enemy. There are those who will try to resist you from receiving and keeping what God has promised you. But I come to tell somebody that you just got to keep on fighting until. I say you just got to keep on fighting until. When Joshua told the people to prepare to possess their promise, he also told them in the following verses of Joshua chapter 1 that they were going to have to fight for. Just because you cross over into, amen, what God has promised you doesn't mean that you can just coast, because there's still some walls that have to come down around your promise. There's still some walls around all that God has promised you, so you've got to fight for it. But here's the good news, amen, the enemy is afraid what God will do through you. The enemy already knows that if you've got to fight in your spirit, that all that God has promised you is going to happen. The enemy knows that there's not a wall that can hold you back. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 6, amen, that Joshua instructed the people of Israel that the Lord wanted them to march around the walls of Jericho for 7 days. And then on the seventh day, amen, he told them to march around the walls of Jericho 7 times. But he said, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you're going to shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Amen. He instructed them to praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when the people shouted, when the priests blew the trumpets, they shouted unto God, and the walls of Jericho fell down flat, and they went straight up, and they took the city. Amen. God promised that land. There were some walls that were keeping them
from all that God promised them. But when they shouted and praised God, I come and tell somebody that everything is not going to go the way that you want it to go, because God's ways are not our ways. Amen. You might see that it's insignificant, but can I remind somebody in this place that when you begin to praise God, something significant happens. You might not see it on the first day. You might not see it on the second day. You might not see it on the third day. You might not see it on the, come on somebody, but if you would just keep on marching, if you would just keep on obeying the Lord, if you would just keep on praising God, then eventually the walls are going to come down. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, amen. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Can I remind you, Harvest Ministries, that one of the key weapons that you have is praise. So somebody go ahead and praise God. Somebody take your faith and release it through praise. Come on, somebody begin to fight the good fight of faith and begin to give God praise. Come on, the walls around your promise in 2021 can come down. Come on, right where you are, right where you're watching online, somebody lift up your voice. Come on, I know you got your mask on, but you can praise God with that mask on. Come on, somebody give God glory. Somebody, that's it. Hallelujah, that's it. Somebody stepping out in faith. Somebody stepping into what God's promised you. That's it. Somebody release your faith through praise. I know a breakthrough is coming. I know a breakthrough is coming. Does anybody believe that breakthrough is coming? Does anybody hear? Amen. The walls begin to crack. Come on, keep on praising God. Keep on marching until the walls begin to crack. Come on, keep on praising God until it comes down. I know a breakthrough is coming. Come on, if you believe it. If you believe it in 2021. Come on, if you've got faith, somebody fight the good fight of faith. Come on, if he's made you a promise, faithful is he that has promised, he's going to do it. Come on, we get service tomorrow. Amen. We got to turn around and come back in the morning if the weather permits. But I wonder if somebody give God praise right now. Come on, we might get snowed out. We might get iced out. But somebody right now, give God some praise. I see a miracle. My God, he made me a promise. If you are here and you've not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost, if you're watching online, you've not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, for the promise is unto you. That's your promise. So go ahead and praise God in advance. Come on, somebody allow the Holy Ghost to work. Somebody, your health is coming back in 2021. Come on, hallelujah, what you lost is coming back. Come on, that fire, that passion, that spiritual edge is coming back. Somebody's going to get their spiritual edge back. Come on, God has promised it. Somebody watching online, God is not through. God is not through with you. Come on, you've been away from God. You haven't yet come back in this pandemic, but you've been watching online. Hallelujah. God's not, amen, slow to his promises. He's a merciful God. Don't let your past, don't let your mistakes hold you back. If God promised it, go ahead and believe him for it. to ask you to do. I'm through preaching. I've been reaching for a little bit. I'm about to turn this back over to your pastor. We're going to leave. Hopefully have a good night's rest. Pray the Lord willing, and the weather cooperates, we're able to come back tomorrow morning in the house of the Lord. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be unique. It's going to be different. But God is going to bless tomorrow. But this is what I feel to do here tonight. Whatever God has promised you, there are some promises that are in this house. There are promises that God has given to you specifically. And then there are some promises that God has made to Harvest Ministries. I know there are those that have labored in this city. I know where I'm at. Amen. I know this is Springfield. Praise God. There's a lot of Pentecostalism around here. But God has positioned this church for a reason. And so there are a lot of prophecies that have gone forth that haven't come to pass yet, but they're still out there. And they're just waiting for the timing and for somebody who believes and will go after it and pull it. Something God is already willing to do. He's just waiting for somebody to grab a hold of it and pull it into the present. So this is what we're going to do. Whatever God has promised you specifically, and whatever God has promised to Harvest Ministries, we're going to lift it up before the Lord. And then when I say shout hallelujah, we're going to shout like we believe that God is going to give us the victory. Does anybody believe that here tonight? I said, does anybody believe that here tonight? It's all over this house. When I say shout hallelujah, I want you to shout unto God with the voice of triumph, like it's already done. The praise team is going to begin to sing again. Your pastor is going to come, and I believe that God is going to honor our faith here tonight. Praise God. Well, glory. That's the amen I was looking for right there. Because all the promises of God are yes and amen. Woo! Lift up your hands unto the Lord right now. Now remember those promises that God has made that have not come to pass yet. Doesn't matter how distant it was or how recent it was. I want you to lift up your hands. I want you to see that promise. Now I want you to look at, amen, the walls that are surrounding that promise that are trying to keep you back. I want you to see the walls now that are around the promise. Conditions, circumstance, people, the devil, whatever the case may be. Now I want you to look beyond the walls. I want you to look beyond the walls. Now let your faith soar beyond the walls and see a God who is a promise keeper. By the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name Jesus and the anointing that is in this house, may the walls around these promises come down in Jesus' name. And may your people receive the promises that you have given. Let it be done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Can somebody shout hallelujah?